Jane Kennedy, Mick Molloy, Kennedy Molloy with Charlie Pickering helping out. You were talking about star signs before, Jane. And
yes.
I noticed last night when I went and walked the dog, if you look to the east sky, the brightest star you will see at the moment is Jupiter, which is super bright.
See,
you drop down
I'm
a little
bit. I'm fascinated by that.
And you see Saturn as well. So those two bright stars in the eastern sky at the moment. Take your kids out, check those out.
They're looking great. We've got the telescope out at the moment.
Have you?
We're seeing the rings.
It's amazing. It is.
Yes.
It's breathtaking. I love it.
It is breathtaking. Yeah. See, Charlie, normally at this point, Mick would
shut me
in
right down and,
shut us both down for being nerds.
Yeah.
I was going to say rock sport comedy, and astronomy, Triple M.
Yes.
It's 100%
and horoscopes.
What it is.
Horoscopes as well.
Yeah.
And also, we love talking to this. Well, I'm not linking Dr. Chris Brown to those specifically, but I think you'd be interested in those. Hello, Dr. Chris Brown. How are you?
Oh, hello there. Hello, Charlie. How are you?
Hey, Chris. And can I just, I want to thank Chris personally. He popped up with a little cameo on The Weekly last night. Thank you so much, Chris. Appreciate it.
Good for you, Chris. Brother. That's wonderful to hear.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful show. And you are right about the assumption around me, my interest in astronomy.
No kidding.
Not necessarily astrology, but astronomy. And
yes.
If you cast your eye to the, I think it's the eastern sky in about a week, there's a comet that is appearing
coming.
Just on sunset. How about that, eh?
I could talk about this for hours with you, Chris, but I won't. But I do want to know what your star sign is. Because did you hear that it's all changed?
Yeah.
Oh, look, as a man of science, you can imagine I was gripped by this.
totally.
I mean, it's thrown my whole world into absolute chaos. Everything I believed in, you know, relationships, I'm going to have to, you know,
every day you're in that paper looking it up.
completely. It's rocked my world. I'm a Virgo currently, but I'm scared that I might have some sort of, like, Saturn or Venus rising that's going to affect my everyday life from now on.
See, it can really hurt too. It can really
it
hurt.
It can hurt. Now, I would have picked you as a Virgo, by the way, but now you're a Leo, and that makes sense too.
See, isn't it amazing how weirdly it still makes sense?
It's pathetic. It's
somehow still appropriate.
I know, it's ridiculous. Hey, we are so happy to see you, first of all, back on our screens in the living room. We
Thank
love
you.
The brand new home that you're in. Swimming pool
Thank
and
you.
All.
We picked it up cheaply due to COVID.
You did a bit of a renovation. You're going all groovy. Actually, I've seen a few pictures. Amanda Keller posted some pictures and she was dressed appropriately in 70s gear, but you didn't seem to be. Did you go to any trouble?
it's because we well and truly blew the wardrobe budget on a BG's takeoff that we did. There's Barry Gibb who leads the band. I was the little known member of the BGs, Maurice, who's the bald one.
Yeah.
First of all, how dare you say that Maurice Gibb is the little known member?
Yeah, well he is. He is.
And he's not.
Really.
The BGs are all famous.
I don't know about that. I've been watching a lot of Maurice's work and I question whether he's really a contributor to the band.
Listen, I'm going to
I think he's the engine room.
I do too. I'll take your opinion on many things, but you are not an aficionado of the Bee Gees, Chris Brown.
Look, if you forensically analyse, he doesn't have the falsetto. He doesn't even have the moves.
He's no Barry Gibb. You're right.
You weren't Barry. I bet Barry Dubois.
Wait. Not a single person on the planet listened to the Bee Gees and thought, geez, they're short on falsetto. If only Maurice was.
Well, the one thing he's short on, which is amazing considering it's the Bee Gees, is hair.
All right. But Barry's the only one that was gifted in that department, that's for
true.
Sure.
That is true.
There's something I want to get to in a minute, but firstly I want to get onto some serious news about puppy owners and kitten owners. During COVID, it's de-sexing time. Is that correct?
Yeah, it is. If you do the sums, most people get, you know, puppies and kittens at about sort of 8, 10, 12 weeks of age, and you then move forward, and now all those puppies are at sort of that 6 or 7 month age where they all need to be de-sexed. So we're seeing a rush in the vet clinic of all these puppies who
Well, please do it. You haven't seen a lot of people sending puppies back, have you?
No, we actually haven't. No, and I was speaking to the RSPCA the other day. They have not seen a spike in that. We're seeing a spike in is animals being socially distant from their genitalia at the moment. My scalpel. Okay. Unfortunate, really.
Right. Now, I want to ask you something. Are you feeling okay? Are you all right? Are you a bit lonely? Are you busy?
What are you getting at, Jane? Where are you leading this?
Well, I've seen something rather disturbing on your Instagram page. And it involves yourself and Sam Mac. And I don't know when you did it, how much you drank on a Saturday night. What kind of night was it? A Saturday night or a Friday night that you've done a performance?
Yeah.
It was Saturday night. It was
That makes sense.
It was our new band's first ever gig.
Okay. You're calling yourself a band, all right.
We are. We're Tone Deaf Leopard, for those who want to hook into the band. We're giants in the music world. And
All right.
And who's the Morris Gibb of the operation?
I am again. I feel that void of just potentially making up the numbers. Yeah.
I'd like to set it up for people. If you haven't seen it, of course, everybody would be following you anyway on Instagram. You've got about 15 million followers. But you and Sam have just given us a little bit of joy on an otherwise boring Saturday night. Acoustically, you've played the guitar yourself as well, and you had a bit of wardrobe change. But can we just hear a little bit? It's a medley.
It's a medley.
I'm not sure it's necessary, but go.
I think it might be. Let's enjoy.
Tone Deaf Leopard.
Dr. Chris Brown and Tone Deaf Leopard.
I'm like a bird on my way. Doesn't know when that lives. Baby Shark. Now I beg to see you dance just one more time.
Dance for me, dance for me, dance for me.
First of all, what were you drinking at the time?
I know you're a connoisseur of both music and wine. So
Thank you, I am, as you know.
It was a Pinot, and it was only about one glass, because I actually can no longer play the guitar after about one glass of wine. So that was where I stopped.
Talk me through the choice of Nelly Furtado.
Yeah, interesting.
Well, our music choice is both eclectic and slightly epileptic when you hear us belt out the tune. Look, it was the theme we put out to the social media world was animal themed songs, and so we went for that, and we got a scarily large number of responses.
You should, because you bring happiness. You brought happiness to people's Saturday nights. I have to say, and you know, I was having a go, but you can actually sing in tune, which is seriously annoying. You can't be everything.
Jane Kennedy, I know what this is all about. You're taking the long way around to find yourself as the third member of Tone Deaf Leopard.
Hey, if that was to happen, I wouldn't say no.
You wouldn't say no, because I know you picked up on this musical side before, and you've expressed an interest around pursuing that.
I can play guitar, and you know, if I had enough wines, we would make it happen.
We provide all of those things.
Thank you, guys. We love talking to you. Don't forget, you can watch The Living Room, everybody, tomorrow night, 7:30 on 10. Thank you, Dr. Chris Brown.
Look out for Maurice.
We will.